Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and of course, today, speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome, and you said January is the month of the Burr shirts, and you have 2023 Burr that you're representing, and that's a pretty cool one.
Yeah, I would say over the years, we have a lot of really cool shirts, and so some people just really enjoy seeing what people come up with, and they look forward to seeing the new shirt and supporting the ride that way. And so, yeah, with it being cold and running around, it's the Burr shirt month that I'm wearing my personal collection.
And it's a good way to promote it coming up.
Definitely.
So, and speaking of that, obviously, we're keep chugging along as, what are we, like 2 weeks now?
Yes, it's getting there. Yes. 2 weeks from tomorrow. So okay. Yeah, we're counting down for good and for bad. A lot needs to happen still yet, but that's kind of the fun of it, the flurry of this time of year. So a lot of preparation goes into it months and months in advance, but there's only so much you can do until, you know, the month before, the 2 weeks before. So that's what we're doing right now. We just received our shirts for this year. And so we're getting those all folded thanks to some volunteers. We're starting to pack up packets, so anyone that's registered before, up until Wednesday, I would say, those should be getting packed out and sent in the mail. So we did a lot of that yesterday and more today, and then all of next week, we'll continue to pack packets as those registrations come in. And then we cut off pre-registration next Thursday so that we have time to mail, because the mail usually takes, you know, a couple days, but just in case. And then we'll still take week of registration, but that will be packet pickup on the day of Burr. And then we also, of course, have day of registration. So right now it's just the hustle bustle of packing and getting ready and making sure we've, you know, called all the people that we need to, all of our partners. We'll have a safety and partner meeting next Thursday evening, 5:30 at Towncraft. So we bring together the fire department and the police department, the EMS and the amateur radio volunteers, any of our community partners that have something to do with Burr. We pull them all together and kind of make sure we're all on the same page. So, you know, a lot of those little details that you don't necessarily think about, we try to take care of. And so, you know, our friends in Rippey and keeping up with them and helping promote that they are serving food and their fundraiser and all of that. So it's a really fun weekend, a really fun event. And it's a matter of putting both Perry and Rippey on the map, having this really fun, a little bit quirky tradition. Sure. But it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's the biggest fundraiser for a lot of other organizations. Bring a lot of people in from out of town. So it's about hospitality, keeping on the tradition, and having some fun in the wintertime where normally it'd be a little bit more quiet.
No, absolutely. And I, you know, we were talking a little bit because I'm like, man, it's been cold recently here in the state of Iowa. But you said sometimes, you know, and you're right, that could be a good thing, because if you have a cold spell right before, then anything above will feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm usually shooting for above freezing because we want to keep people safe out there. Right. But you're right, it's not Burr without it being Burr. And we've got a lot of people that keep an eye on the weather that are fair weather riders that really only want to come out when it's, you know, 40, 50, 60 sure. degrees even. And then you've got others that it's not unless it's snowing that they really feel like it's worth coming out, you know. So we've had it all. We've had, you know, sub-zero temperatures. Oh. The ride itself has never been canceled. There's been a couple times where we've advised not to ride just because there's been frostbite scares and things like that. But I would say overall, you know, gear has improved so much over the last almost 50 years. So people are more equipped to be out on the road in the wintertime, for one. You know, there's some pictures and they're like in their, you know, puffy jackets and no hat and no helmet even years and years ago. But now they've got the fat tires and the heating gloves and everything, and it's really cool to see how that's evolved just for winter riding in general.
No, absolutely. So again, that is 2 weeks from tomorrow, so thanks for the update about that. And then of course the Saturday after is the chocolate walk, and you have some exciting news to share about that.
Yeah, that's right. So we talk about this all the time. It's just back to back. So February 1st is Burr. February 8th is the chocolate walk. So the first Saturday and second Saturday of February. And this will be our 21st or 22nd. Which one is it? I'm not sure.
I think it's 22nd.
The 22nd. Thank you. These numbers jumbled together. And so we have the chocolate walk coming up, and we've got more than a dozen participating businesses. And the exciting thing right now is that you are able to purchase tickets now online. And then February 1st is when we'll start selling the actual physical paper passports in person. So all of the participating businesses will be able to sell those the week before, the day of. But if you're really excited about it and want to make sure you've got your ticket, you can go ahead and register online. And then we'll have the passport ready for pickup at Alice's House Dress-In the day of. So get your tickets. It's a really fun event. If you love chocolate, it's the Valentine's themed event. So you buy your passport. You get free chocolate samples at every business along the way. We encourage local shopping, supporting businesses, but it's really all about the chocolates and getting out and seeing what's new in places that you haven't been in. So I don't want to spill the beans too soon, but we do have two new businesses that will be participating on the chocolate walk. So a little bit more on that later. But that's something that, you know, we have had some businesses close this past year. So the total list looks a little bit different, but we have two brand new ones. And so it's going to be exciting to have their kind of soft opening time correlate with the chocolate walk. So it'll be a great chance to get people in and seeing what's new.
Awesome. A little teaser there from the Perry Chamber director, Lindsay Pasuti. So yeah, more details to come about that as we continue to get closer. And then of course, you know, I know there's always a lot of events going on here in the community. So why don't you share what's happening?
Yeah, definitely. There's always something going on. We say that all the time. We try to keep it all together with the chat sheet and everything. Our members have so many different events going on. So there's different mobile food pantries, always different programs at the library. There will be live music at the Perry Performing Arts Center, thanks to the Perry Fine Arts, next Sunday. Sip and Shops will get started again in February. All kinds of different things. And we'll be talking about the Chamber Coffee next month pretty soon, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Things are happening here quickly, and then they'll continue to ramp up. As I remember, you know, we'll have the big bracket boom.
Yes, we will have the big boom bracket battle in March. That'll come up real fast. So once we get through our February events, we'll start taking nominations. That March themed events will kick off fundraising for the fireworks for the 4th of July. It's hard to believe that we're already thinking and talking about that, but you have to plan ahead for those kinds of things because it takes a while to fundraise so many dollars for those big booms.
Absolutely. Again, that's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here. Lindsay, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.